ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. I told you we had an amazing show today. And so we have another one of my favorites. This is celebrity fitness and lifestyle expert, Tammy Stokes. She's the author of Live Your Healthiest Life. She's also the creator of West Coast Workout Lifestyle Fitness Studios and Tammy Stokes Lifestyle Products. She's going to talk to us about fitness travel. Tammy, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Dr. Daria. So good to see you again. Thank
you. So good to see you. And you just came back from a very long trip yourself, but you maintained your health. I see it.
An amazing trip myself from Thailand, literally halfway across the world.
Wow. Did you employ any of these tips you're about to tell us?
Of course. I'm going to share all the secrets I learned there.
I love it. Perfect. So let's just dive into it. You know, one of the things is we talked about exercise, fitting in exercise during a normal trip, like a business trip when you don't have time. How do you do it?
Well, I'm going to back up Donovan, okay? Because I'm going to just reiterate something that he said. You don't need a gym to do your workout. So definitely stop making that as your excuse. And as far as time goes, fit it in when you can. And basics are always the best. And it's very similar to what Donovan said. But I love planks, push-ups, squats, lunges, jumping jacks, and then you don't even need a jump rope. Mm-hmm. But just really simple stuff that people can do anywhere, anytime. And basics are the best. Mm-hmm. They do a fantastic job. Those are like, think about back when you were in physical education and you did calisthenics. Mm-hmm. Calisthenics rock. Okay. They're not old fashioned.
Yeah.
They are just really workable, doable, and they will help you achieve your goals.
And they've stuck around for however many centuries for a reason. Because
Correct.
They work. They keep your heart rate up. They give you strength training. I like it that they're very efficient. I like push-ups for that reason. Very efficient.
Yes. And they'll never go out of style.
They won't go out of style. Unlike some other exercise trends I may have tried in the past. Now, what about when you're going on a vacation where fitness is the focus? You know, how can you make, or at least just as a personal vacation, how do you make your vacation a little bit healthier?
Well, always by making wise choices, right? Mm-hmm. When you wake up in the morning, it's really, you've been sedentary. So wake up and move. Mm-hmm. Get in the habit of waking up and moving your body. And, choose wisely your meals. Mm-hmm. You can make any vacation a fitness vacation by simply throwing in some activity. The best way to tour a new city is to walk it. Mm-hmm. In a car, in a vehicle, you don't see things. Walking or being on a bicycle, you see everything. Mm-hmm. You're very aware. So you're practicing awareness at the same time. You know, instead of focusing on the road, you're actually noticing, seeing things. Ooh, there's a restaurant I'd like mm-hmm. to try. Then you could check out a menu and say, oh, yeah, I'll come back here for lunch. They've got something really healthy and I can have a big old salad and, mm-hmm. you know, piece
there's
of protein
a little,
and it's all good.
There's a little bookshop or, that's really the way you stumble upon those little treasures, too, of any little town or any big town.
Without a doubt.
Okay, so you say fit in walking no matter where they are. Bicycling, a lot of places you can rent bicycles now. Just everybody, rent a helmet, please, too, if you're renting a bicycle. Anything else, other exercises you like families to do when they're on vacay?
Oh, hiking is great. Mm-hmm. So families, bicycling, if it's a safe area and there's some bike trails, and it's not overcrowded or something mm-hmm. like that. Biking is good. Hiking is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, hiking is a beautiful way to be outside together, enjoying the fresh air. And also, just that family exercise time is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I always like to have a little bit of a fitness in my vacation. I love going to the beach and walking along the beach or running in the water for my resistance work. It's fun to get out and take advantage of that time to get out of our offices, out of our chairs, and just be active.
And it's the best time. And it's an incredible time with your family. You had mentioned family. Family vacations, amazing time to bond together, not have the parents sitting on a lawn chair, mm-hmm. And watching the children play, but getting very involved with them and active and mm-hmm. actively seeking out. Those type of adventures are the best way to bond with your family.
Well, you're bonding and you're also role modeling for them a really healthy lifestyle and a way
Good
to
point.
Spend time.
Good point.
So I love it. I love going outside and love the hiking. Now, what about, you know, these specific fitness oriented trips like yoga retreats or a specific hiking getaway? What's your take on those?
Love them. It's a vacation with an underlying mission, purpose, mm-hmm. goals. Hopefully, like my trip to Thailand, I would just say that vacation will never be over. Now, isn't that lovely?
Tell me about that.
Yes. So when you can take a vacation that will never be over because it influences and impacts the decisions that you make in your life, that is an incredible vacation. That was money well spent and time that delivered.
Mm-hmm. And it was just the experiences you took away from it that...
The incomplete engulfing of the mind, body, and spirit. The Thailand people, beautiful, wonderful, lovely, kind-hearted people here to serve you, here to help you. The education, the spiritual education. Thailand, very spiritual place. Mm-hmm. And so the spirituality that was received there, the yoga, the meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, things that we don't mm-hmm. typically do or maybe regularly practice, you get influenced by. How about meditation with the monks? Now, what better type of people, right, yeah. that practice this mm-hmm. religiously? To learn from. Mm-hmm. So meditating with them and having those experiences, mm-hmm. Being in the beautiful climate of Thailand in the jungle, but learning from amazing people with unbelievable backgrounds and diversities in all kinds of different modalities of training the body, mm-hmm. but beyond training the body, training the mind through this, through yeah. the meditation and the spiritualization. Just a really complete, when you speak about mind, body, soul, you know, the physical stuff is great. Mm-hmm. If you just do the physical, you're missing out.
So that trip sounds amazing. And I can't believe you didn't take me, by the way. But
next time.
What about for our listeners who maybe can't go all the way to Thailand? How can they get some of that experience, you know, either locally or on their next business trip? Is it by trying to find a class like that that they've never taken before and taking advantage of that?
No. Some of the stuff I did in Thailand was literally self-driven. Okay. It was things that I decided that I was going to do. So think, how can you make your simple vacation mm-hmm. into an extraordinary one, right? Okay. First thing I did when I woke up in the morning was I took a moment to say a morning blessing, to thank God for the day, mm-hmm. right? What a beautiful place to be. And just to have this time was just wonderful. So first thing, you know, a morning blessing. Second thing, I took time to write in a journal. What do I want to get out of today? So I used mindfulness to set a goal. And then I got up and did something physical. I went and did a yoga class, or I went hiking, or I walked on the beach, mm-hmm. right? And I used that to physically condition my body. Of course, my health, the food that I chose was extremely healthy. So it's really simple to infuse all of this into your one everyday life. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till vacation. Yeah. Put it in your everyday life.
Yeah, everything you just mentioned.
Make every day an extraordinary day. Go out there and have your best day ever. It's your goal every day.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that philosophy. And it's true. Everything you mentioned, it didn't take Thailand. It didn't take, you know, staying with monks. Every one of us can implement them in our own lives. We don't have to wait for that.
Correct.
So that's really, that's just some fantastic pointers. In our last 30 seconds, any resources for those looking to find a fitness vacation or trip?
Okay, well, Spa Finder is always good, and you can kind of look through Spa Finder for goals, you know, very specific things. It'll tell you the pampering spas. It'll tell you the more fitness-related ones. It'll give you the yoga ones. So spafinder.com is always great. But there's also another site called healthandfitnesstravel.com, and they do a great job of giving you some more variety in the health and fitness and also worldwide.
Awesome. Great options there. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. This was wonderful. So glad you came back so rejuvenated, and we can all do that on our trips. You can find Tammy and her programs at westcoastworkout.com or follow her on Twitter at Tammy Stokes Life. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.